We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's a beautiful day. We will hook up with Jimmy Monticelli in just a couple of minutes. John Grayson here with you on 98.1 KMBZ. And so much to go over, as always. So much to talk about. And we're going to hit all of it between now and 2 o'clock this afternoon. Glad to have you along with us if you want to participate in on the text line at 913-576-7798. Or if you want to call in at either area code 576-7798, you are more than welcome to do so. And Jamie, do we have you back with us? Apparently we do not. So, as we said, we'll continue to try to hook back up with her in just a couple. But we want to kick off with a couple of stories that you've heard about all morning throughout the morning news. And as we continue to find out what life is like and what life is going to be like in the COVID-19 era. And I know, I mean, again, we say this every day, but if you're feeling the fatigue of all of this, so are we all. But there are some things that are going on that are of particular interest, because even more so than what we do and all of the lecturing about mask wearing and, you know, bending the curve down and all of that, it's interesting, I think, to look at how the rest of the world, how other parts of our existence are reacting to the fact that we all have to live in this right now. And one of the most noteworthy ways that we see that happening is in the business world. And there's a lawsuit that has now been filed, and this is the first time this has happened. We had speculated about things like this maybe being on the horizon, but this is the first time that we've actually seen it happen, where Airbnb has launched a lawsuit against one of their renters. And it's weird because if you look at the way that business model and the gig economy was set up, it was to try to insulate the businesses that were making these connections from this kind of lawsuit, you know, from this kind of litigation going on, because they wanted to protect themselves. They wanted to be out of the loop. That's why when we started to see this happen with ride-sharing services, with Uber and Lyft, they kept saying over and over again, we are not a cab company. We want nothing to do with that business. All we are is hooking people up who need a ride, people who want a ride. And Jamie is with us, and they're all contractors. And one of the things, one of the reasons why they did that is so that they could say, we're not responsible. If something goes wrong between a rider and a driver, that's between them. We didn't, you know, all we did was tell them who was available. So now Airbnb has changed that a little bit, and they've gotten into, because again, of probably protecting themselves against future litigation, they launched a, what amounts to, I guess, a preemptive lawsuit against somebody who rented one of their properties in Sacramento.
And it's the first time that this has happened. And this was out of Sacramento County, California, earlier this month. So the guest had a party at the home. About 50 people were there, and police were called to this party after gunfire broke out and three people were hurt. So, and this is out of Newsweek that we've got this story. So Airbnb said the guest had booked the listing under false pretenses and is suing them for negligence and violation of local health orders. And it's really funny that Airbnb is having to deal with a lot of this now, because I think Airbnb has become, they're looking at doing some kind of different public offering also. And so the spotlight's really on Airbnb right now, but a lot more people are using it because they didn't want to stay in hotels, you know, as a way to help with social distancing. A lot more people were going to Airbnb instead. So it marks the first time, again, that Airbnb has taken the first steps to initiate legal proceedings against a guest who threw a party that wasn't authorized. It's not the first time that a guest has thrown a party with an Airbnb. It was, right. Often kind of the joke,
Yeah, how many of these things are going to happen? Because I having never done the Airbnb thing, and I know you have, you've got a lot more experience with this than I do. I don't know what those, those criteria when you say, okay, I want to rent this property, I'm going to have this many people. Do you have to go through and check mark stuff saying, no, I won't have a party. No, I'm not going to, how does that work?
I'll be honest. I don't. It's been a little while since I've done Airbnb. If anybody remembers, I'm on their site right now, and we could kind of go through it. We could mock it up and see. I don't remember
if it's one of those things like the terms and conditions that nobody reads. That says, okay, you can't have a party. That's going to be one thing. But if they actually checked a box that said no, nobody unauthorized will be in here, that puts them a lot more at risk.
If anybody has done Airbnb more recently than I have, I'm doing a little more VRBO lately, it seems like, than I'm doing Airbnb. But if anybody has done Airbnb more recently than I have, and do you agree? What do you agree to, I guess, when you agree to and you hit click and you agree to buy your room? What all do you agree to in that process? Do you agree that you're not going to have? I can't believe that at some point Airbnb would not have some terms and conditions in which you agree. At the very least, I'm sure you agree to things like not damaging the property. And you tell them how many guests are going to be there. That's part of what you, and I would assume at the very least you're violating that. You're violating the number of guests that you agreed were going, but that's the number of guests that are going to spend the night in the room. I don't know what you agreed to in terms of having other guests there.
Because it's obviously a big difference if you're just sitting there and if I went out to San Diego, for example, and got an Airbnb, chances are my buddy Flounder would come by and we'd hang out for a little while. And, he wouldn't be on the lease or on the rental agreement or anything like that. But there's a difference between that and having 50 people show up and start shooting at each other.
Yeah. So it is monumental that, that Airbnb has decided to sue, and they're only going to have grounds for that lawsuit if somebody who rented the room had agreed to things ahead of time. Otherwise, a judge is going to say, well, you didn't tell them that you couldn't do it,
But how much, though, does this change what we were talking about at the very beginning? That idea that they always wanted to be kind of hands-off about this. If Airbnb, rather than the owner of that property, if Airbnb steps in and files this lawsuit, does that then make them a little closer to that relationship between the renter and the property owner than they wanted to be originally?
Yeah, and does it put more responsibility in Airbnb's hands to monitor, and are they taking it voluntarily to monitor what's happening in their houses? That seems like a huge responsibility to take on. That seems like something that would require a lot more staff to take on. And if I'm not mistaken, Airbnb laid off some people during the pandemic.
Yeah, they all did.
People were not renting rooms. And so I think they cut some staff then this past spring. If anybody, and what responsibility do you think Airbnb should have when it comes to things like this?
This makes a lot of sense. We're getting some things in on the text line that all seem to be headed in the same direction. It says those terms and conditions on any given rental are set by the property owner. So it changes from one to the next when you rent. So Airbnb doesn't have their own set of criteria. That's between you and whoever you rent from. If you want to rent a party house and have a party, you do that.
I'm shocked that this is where Airbnb says rent property owners can do whatever you want. I guess that's where Airbnb says, if you want to open your house up for people that want to have a party, then go for it. I'm shocked though that seems, I would love to know then what this listing said, this particular listing for this particular, and because it seems like the kind of thing, like, is it a given that you're not supposed to have parties there, or do you need to explicitly say, because I'm sure Airbnb, when you sign up to be a host, Airbnb makes suggestions for terms and conditions. Like, here are the things we recommend that you put on your renters for people who have never rented, you know, their house out before. I can't believe that's not something Airbnb would have suggested to people. Hey, unless you tell renters they can't do these things, they get to do them.
Yeah. And in this era, again, because everything now is being governed by coronavirus, this seems like it would be the last time that Airbnb would want to get closer to that relationship. If anything, they would want to be farther away from it, so that if somebody rents a house and gets sick there, Airbnb says, you got nothing to do with it. We're over here, man. Talk to the guy who owns that house. But yeah, it's an interesting time to see them kind of closing that gap.
So if anybody wants to weigh in, again, 576-7798, or you can text in 913-576-7798, especially those of you that, if we have anybody listening who rents their home as an Airbnb, I would love to know what guidance you get from Airbnb when you set your terms and conditions. If it's ever occurred to you, hey, we need to ban parties. We are taking your calls and your texts on the story that for the first time, Airbnb is taking legal action and suing a customer, a renter of an Airbnb, who threw an unauthorized party. It happened in Sacramento, California over the weekend. Three people were hurt in the shooting. So far, no one's been charged. No arrests have been made in that case. But for the first time, Airbnb is saying, you know, we now want, and it's interesting to me that they're taking, I don't know if, you know, what kind of monetary damages they're going for, but that they're taking legal action at all. And it's partly during the pandemic, they don't want large gatherings of people. I don't know if this one, you know, finally got them to take legal action because there was the shooting. I have to assume this is not the first time there's been a large party at an Airbnb.
You think? Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think it does. I mean, in a way, if there's going to be a line drawn back to coronavirus, that's probably what it is that they want to put out an image that says, if you have large unauthorized gatherings, we as a company, as a corporation, are going to come down on you. That way nobody can say, I got coronavirus and Airbnb didn't care. That they have to put on some kind of front. But yeah, I mean, this is a good case to do it with because it's not directly involved in that. Let's go to the phones and find out what Marty and Warrensburg's got for us. Hey, Marty, how you doing?
Hi, I'm Marty, and my family loves Airbnb. Okay. And the reason is because, classic example, last summer, we didn't do it this summer because of COVID, but last summer, we traveled from Warrensburg to Colorado Springs, Colorado, and we stayed in an Airbnb, and it's not just rooms, it was a house, okay? And there are eight of us, and there were four bedrooms. One of them was downstairs. They had everything there you could want to cook, to do, whatever. It was $135 a night. Now, you try to put eight people in hotel rooms, and you can't cook. But at any rate, on to what the legality stuff. All I can tell you is this. When we did it, I had to put my credit card on and pay for it, like, in advance. And there was a part on there that said two things. Number one, if you destroy any property, damage any property, then the money will be taken out of your account.
Yep.
And the second one was that when you leave, on the day that you leave, you had to vacuum, dust, leave all the dishes back in the cabinets where they went, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it was pretty explicit as to what you had to do.
Marty, did you get asked any specific questions, or did you agree to? Because you're booking with with eight people, and so are you agreeing to anything else? Like, we won't have additional guests, or we won't have parties. Is there anything else that you agree to about what you're going to do in that house?
No, we let them know that there were two sets of grandparents, two parents, and two kids, and that's it.
Okay.
But do you understand that we probably wouldn't have been able to afford to take that vacation if we'd have had to stay in a hotel and eat out every time? We went and bought groceries and fixed fantastic meals. And, you know, I mean, we had a blast. Airbnb is a good deal for any family who wants to travel and wants to be able to, I mean, it was like there were three different spaces in the house where you could gather and watch TV. There was a pool table. You know, what?
We're glad you had a great
experience.
We're wondering about the legalities. What do you think of Airbnb now suing a renter for the first time?
I agree with it because it messes it up for those of us who respect the property. I mean, the place we stayed, you went out in your backyard and you could eat around a table they had out there, and there were mountains in the background. You know, and my grandchildren had never seen the Rocky Mountains, and it was like a, you know, but there was nothing that said you cannot throw a party.
Okay.
Have you rented other Airbnbs other than this one, Marty?
Oh, yeah. Oh, try Seattle.
Okay, is that pretty consistent? Are the things that you agreed to, is that pretty consistent with the others?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I have a friend here with the university who rents out a room through Airbnb at her house. And I have read her contract, and it doesn't say anything about you cannot throw a wild party, okay? But it does say the same stuff about, you know, you are responsible for, you know, you have use of the kitchen, blah, 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 this and that and the other, but, you know, anything you, it's the same type thing. Every Airbnb I've ever stayed in.
All right, great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for the information. Yeah, I mean, thank you for getting in on the phones. Yeah, I mean, we weren't going into a conversation about Airbnb, good or bad. That's fine. No. It's kind of irrelevant to the discussion. But I mean, in her case, I'm glad she had a good time. Like you said, Jamie, we're getting just as many people on the text line who are saying, I wouldn't stay in Airbnb. I'd rather sleep under an overpass. That's not the point, though. The point is, how much does it change the landscape that they're getting directly involved in that relationship between the renters and the owners?
And again, if we have any Airbnb owners listening, I really want to talk to you. I want to know what guidance you get from Airbnb and what you decide, what limitations you decide to put on the people that rent from you. Because somebody on the text line suggested or came up in a story, why is Airbnb suing the renters? Why is the owner of the property not suing the renter instead? And that's an interesting conversation to have as well. Let's get one more quick call on here before we go to news at the bottom of the hour. Mike's been hanging on the line in Topeka. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, gosh, thanks for calling.
What's going on?
So I kind of wonder a couple things on this. One, if they do this, it kind of sets the precedent that then other rental companies for just regular, you know, residential renters who rent a house could potentially be sued if they decide to have a party and don't get authorization for it first. The other thing I wonder, like the last caller had mentioned, that when you sign up for these Airbnb rooms, you do agree if you have any damages, you pay for that. So why wouldn't the homeowner be like, okay, you had an unauthorized party, I'm going to have this home professionally cleaned and sanitized top to bottom because every possible surface could be coated in COVID particles, and then charge that to the customer.
Yeah, it makes sense. And that's an interesting point. So you're talking about somebody like me who is a long-term renter in a house. If I have a party and don't tell my landlord about it, should my landlord be involved in that? Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's a great question. I hadn't really broadened it out to that standpoint in my head, but you're right. And Airbnb getting involved in this is even one step farther removed from that. And they're the ones filing this lawsuit.
Right, and it wouldn't necessarily have to be just a landlord. It could also be an actual rental company that rents out several houses.
Yeah, true.
You know, so it brings up a lot of further on down the line questions of where this could end up going.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we don't have any. I mean, I'm sure there's some guidance. And I mean, when you sign a lease, you're agreeing to certain things, no illegal activity, that sort of thing.
Right.
So that's already in there. But I'm sure that's in there with Airbnb, too.
Yeah, and if nothing else, I could definitely see them setting the precedent of saying, okay, well, if we're going to charge you for damages and you brought all these people in and now our home is severely contaminated, we need to have it professionally cleaned, bill that to the customer.
Yeah, here's your bill. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, Mike. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.